Today is February 7th, 2019, and this is our fourth call in the Abundance Series. Welcome, everyone. We'll begin as we always do in Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to lie down. Make sure there's space around you, nothing that you're bumping into, so that you can be expansive, so that you can take space for yourself. If you're driving, please pull over. If you need to be seated, you can do a seated meditation during our Shavasana time. That's okay. Lie on your back and just take a couple of breaths here. Notice your energy here and now. Are you anticipating moving into Shavasana already? Or are you just staying with each moment, moment by moment? Lying on your back, waiting without a quality of waiting, just being where we are together, not living 5 seconds in the future, being here. The knees are bent. Take the flesh of the buttocks, move them toward the heels. Move toward the heels so that you lengthen out through that low back. Then extend one leg out and then the other. Let the legs release. Let the arms, actually first bend the elbows. Dig the elbows into the floor to lift and open the heart center. Feel the shoulder blades drop down the back. Bottom tips of the shoulder blades move into the back as the heart center opens. Then release the arms into that low V palms up position. Just let go. Release to the draw of gravity. Nothing, no energy needed here. For most of you, you'll need a blanket or pillow beneath your head, just touching the shoulders. Just check and see. Can we notice what is? With just attentive awareness, is the chin higher than the forehead? That's going to make the mind busy. If so, lengthen out through the back of the neck. And if you need it, most of us do, place support beneath the head. And then adjust the arms again. Take some little micro adjustments sometimes to get this position. Then the eyes softly close, like the eyes of a baby falling asleep without effort. They just close, like a curtain softly closing. The eyes sink back toward the back brain, and Shavasana comes. Feel the breath. What's this breath like today? Here and now. Watch the breath. Is the breath deep or shallow? Are you breathing more into one lung than the other? What's happening with the breath today? Can you pause and notice without needing to change anything? Just pure awareness, mind trained on the breath, focused attention. Feel the ease of breath. Take this time deeply for yourself. No past, no future, just here, with this breath, here and now. Let this be a delicious, delightful moment for you, filled with ease. Quiet peace, contentment. Watch the breath. Sometimes we try to force, excuse me, we try to force a quietness that's not really real. My mind will be still. It's not like that. Simply gentle awareness and ease. If a thought comes up, that's okay. It's the nature of thought. Just let it go, let it drift away, fade off into oblivion because you don't care about that thought. Just let it go. It doesn't matter right now because you are just focused gently, softly, with pure awareness on this breath. Ease. Watch the breath. And letting go of this practice, excuse me, just as easily as you've dropped into it, moving from one stage to the next with ease, without clinging. It's in the past. Every moment just passes away. We're here. We're here. We're here. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel that gentle movement of breath. Bend the knees and roll to the right side. Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Softly open the eyes. Slowly, slowly press yourself up to sitting, keeping the gaze on the floor. And then move into our circle, keeping that same quiet energy. And once you're here, back in your chair, wherever you are, camera on whenever possible, so that you more fully present can join our circle. If that's not possible for you today, or you're listening to the recording, or it's all good, but choose the one that you can. If you're able to have video on, please do. Welcome back, or welcome into this part of our circle. And who would like to share something you loved, something that stayed with you, training our focus always on what's working, what's working, what's working, so that that grows? Who would like to begin? Yvonne, thank you.
It was a nice continuation of my spa day yesterday.
Ah, spaciousness. We're going to talk about something related to that next week. I keep saying it's going to happen, and then we don't go there because I'm just following the energy, which order is the best to give this to you so that you can really make use of it. Change the order of these calls for the first time in years. The spa day, yes. Create space there, create space in the breath, create space in my body, quiet rest, beautiful, yes. Who else would like to go? What else do you have to share today? What was different today? Would you love today? Was that you, Sherry? I looked like it was you, so I'm going to pick you.
I was stretching, but it's probably as well. I think, you know, at that moment you say, dig your elbows in, what I heard today was, you know, when release your shoulder blades, and it's like, oh, wow, I've always got those so tight. Mm-hmm. How lovely.
Oh, I love that. How lovely is this moment? What ease is there here? Noticing and the contrast between my habitual state and what can be. Mm-hmm. And after all, so we're training that in the body over and over again. And isn't that what we're doing when we're in a strategy session with a potential client, for instance, or when we're speaking to an audience, etc., all the places we move where we're offering our work, There's a difference between what habitually is and what can be. And we're training that in our body as we do Shavasana and notice at a very minute level what can open, what can shift, what can change, what can be more. And we didn't even know there was a more missing. That's usually how people come to us. They have some maybe vague understanding or knowing that something is missing, or they wouldn't be speaking to us, but they don't know what it is yet. They don't know what's possible yet, or they wouldn't be talking to you. You have the expertise in that area. So we train it right in the body. Oh, there's this normally. Oh, it could be this. So it's not something intellectual when we're speaking to people. It's right in our bodies. Then the words are so much deeper. Then we know it at a different level. Beautiful, Sherry. Yeah. Let's hear one more. What'd you love today? It's a great practice. Can I find 100 things that I love? And when I'm talking to that potential client and the one thing comes up that I wish they didn't say, I'm not even paying attention to that, right? I was hearing all the other things. There's one of the clients that came into this program, one of the alumni. She's like, when I talked about that, you know, I wasn't sure that I had the money, because she did. She just didn't know where it was sitting, but couldn't see it to invest, right? Like, Michelle, how did you address that? I can't remember. What did you do with that objection? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't really hear that. I wasn't focused there. It's not that I'm not listening. This is I'm listening for what's beautiful, what's possible, what's opening, what's available. That part, you know, that'll happen or that won't. You'll find that or that you won't. But let's focus over here. One more. What'd you see here? What'd you feel? Might be something that you felt each time, but just to reinstate that, to notice that and to have it witnessed is very powerful. I love all the poker faces, not me. Shelly, thank you.
You must have felt my energy today. My mind was busier than normal because a lot is going on. And I loved it every time you said, a thought will come as thoughts do, and just let them go. And so it was a very good practice at letting each of those thoughts that kept popping in today drift off. And I visualized them as clouds. And there was another one and another one.
Yes.
Just letting them drift off.
And that is fantastic. And Shelley, I would say that's a very different, do you remember, because we've done some nuanced work in and around this. I think it happened several years ago, at least a couple of years ago. The kind of meditation that sometimes happened for you versus what you're doing now. Can you feel the shift? It's, you described it exactly. There's less, I want to say there's less efforting in your meditation and Shavasana that I can see on your face, even as you're attending to all these things. If somebody's known Shelley for a while, do you understand what I'm talking about here? Can you see that? Shelley, can you see that in yourself? Yeah, Yvonne's got it. You've known Shelley the longest, right? Shelley, can you feel that shift? It's really beautiful.
Well, I rarely get headaches, and today's one of those days. So right now I'm focusing and just allowing whatever comes today to come. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not necessarily feeling what you're talking about, but I felt that I needed to step up and say what was going on today. So I did.
Love that. And there's satya, truthfulness in the yoga tradition. Can't get by without that. But I know, like, Yvonne is nodding vigorously. It's like, yeah, that's, I can see that. And sometimes that's why we need mirrors around us too. We can't always see it or feel it in the moment, but it's happening. It's opening. There's a shift. There's a change. So really beautiful. Thank you.
I do feel that the acceptance of what is, like the headache is, and the thoughts are, and just let that all go and find the ease. Yeah.
In the yoga tradition, there's that, those niyamas that I didn't talk to you about. I talked to you about the yamas, but not the niyamas. I decided to do a deep dive in the Yoga for Entrepreneurs instead of surface along everything. But in the niyamas, there's an ethical principle we live by in the yoga tradition called santosha, and it means contentment. And contentment in our Western world sounds like, well, be happy with what you got because you're not going to get more. It's not a real contentment. But in the yoga tradition, it's like, here, This is what is. It's perfect as is. It's just exactly as it's meant to be. Here are the thoughts coming up. I can let it go, and so on. So it's both satya, truthfulness, and santosha, contentment, that you are practicing here, Shelley. And all of those yogic virtues, to me, are deeply a part of an empowering story. If you watch, Star Wars, this comes to mind, and Luke Skywalker, and when he's trying so hard, and he's like, he can't get anything with his lightsaber, right? And he has to come to a place of the breath, and he needs a mentor, and his mentor's teaching him, and then he has to be, and he's trying to push further and faster. It's related to our material today, and instead, as he comes to ease, he moves so much faster and further and gets to where he's trying to go. But it's an important component of story. It's in all our stories. We don't always name it as such. But the yogis were really about how do you, you know, they might not have named it as such, but how do you write a story for your life that sets you free? So the name of my company, Story Freedom, right? So really beautiful. Thank you. All right. Anything bursting to be said without which we cannot go forward? Ah, Mary Kay, thank you.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything during the Shavasana because I was trying something different, but a lot came out of it. So I was taking notes because I was curious about how you do this. And because the meditations I do have a lot more space, quiet time in it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought I'm just going to kind of take notes and see what happens. And as I'm taking notes, I got quieter and into that, not meditate, but into, I don't know what it was, but it was a calmer place that was really cool while I'm doing this, taking notes. And I didn't realize that could happen. That was really cool.
I love that. This is related to a writing practice that I gave you somewhere along the line. Where did I give it to you? It was maybe in Inner Dirt to Inner Gold. Is that where? I can't remember even where I put this training. But because I've taught it in different contexts before, it's one from a book called Right from the Heart. Right from the Heart. And I've known his name for years, and his name escapes me right now, but you'd be able to find it. And there are two books out there called Right from the Heart. But he has a practice that he says is, you know, if you only do one writing practice, do this. Write what's happening now. It's going to seem innocuous. It's going to seem silly. It's going to seem like nothing's happening, but it's the most important writing practice. And so in a sense, you were doing a version of that, writing exactly what's happening now. And because I know that you were, you know, you're with your loving presence with horses, you have that capacity to be present. So you're writing the things that are happening and the spaciousness and calm that comes from that. It's a writing meditation. And we'll understand that much better when we are in Mexico together. I hope you're all coming to Mexico. There may be some of you that might have talked to me and for some reason, you know, you may or may not be there, but I think the vast majority of you are there. And we'll understand that better in Mexico. And one thing I want to say too about Iyengar yoga, so that branch of finding an empowering story in what we do. One of the things I love about Iyengar yoga, all yoga is good, but I am very much an Iyengar yogi. You'll understand that from yoga for entrepreneurs that we did at the beginning of the year, and you'll understand that more in Mexico. You'll feel it and know it. Iyengar yoga is so flexible. I've loved other traditions like power yoga, for instance. Ashtanga, they call it Ashtanga yoga, power yoga. They just have this set series and they do it. And then they have the second set series and they do the same thing. Iyengar yoga is infinitely flexible. There are some, you know, 200 poses in yoga in light on yoga. And then each one of those, we have infinite variations on how we can do it for our particular body. Just like we need that as entrepreneurs. Like, here's the variation for me. And there's multiple ways to do it, not just this one way. And I mention that because Mary Kay, there's a lot more words here. And I've done meditations as well that have constant words, and I've done shavasans that have constant words. And then in Mexico, will be sometimes at least once or twice, most likely, I'm not going to promise, but we've done it for years, where we have a shavasana where nothing is spoken. We're deeply set up for it and nothing is spoken for half an hour. out of a place of deep presence. And what comes from that, it's like, what was it, Grace, who was talking about it at Yoga for Entrepreneurs? Wow, Michelle, after we've done this yoga practice, the depth of the Shavasana that came, that's astonishing. And for the very first time, even though I've had these other practices in my life, that kind of quiet, you know, and I've heard that. That's not an uncommon thing for me to hear. This is the first time that ... right? In 20, 30, 40 years. Yes, Mary Kay, you too, right? So I'm hearing some background noise from someone. So check and see. As I need to look through and see it's not muted. Thank you. So so multiple ways to do it. Sometimes there's going to be lots of words to guide you. Sometimes there might be quiet. This is a shorter time. And mostly I want to use my words to help you find that quiet place and train that quiet place so you can take this home as well. So thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Love it. Anything else bursting to be said? All right. Beautiful. So, oh goodness. I printed off what we're doing today, but it's over there on my printer. Give me one second. I have probably 30 pages of other notes sitting beside me. But what tells me how to navigate through them and which piece I want to teach first and so on is the master list that was still sitting on my computer. All right. Announcements. Check for a new calendar. Emily should be sending it if she hasn't sent it already. And it's that month. She probably hasn't sent it yet, but she's going to send it soon. A month-by-month calendar, because I know that'll make it so much easier for you. We've never, ever had that before. And so you can see on the calendar, because maybe it's Quantum Leaps we're doing now, and then we're doing Abundance, and then we're doing a preview call for Mexico and so on. So it'll be that month-by-month calendar. And when you get it, and when she sends it out, gets that out for me, it will say, I hope, and I want to repeat this here, if you find any discrepancies where the one calendar doesn't match the other, please email Emily and let her know immediately so we can make sure that things are aligned. Again, we haven't had these two calendars before, so just another way that we want to serve you. And she'll be updating those dates. Again, the one that changed, thank you, Yvonne, for that. The one that changed from the old calendar is that I'm flying on March 19th. So we're not having a call on the 19th, we're having it on March 21st instead. And Emily's going to put a little star beside that one so you know if you got all the dates in your calendar that that's the one that changed. And also, Story Freedom is September 11th through 13th. And again, we haven't signed the contract with the venue, but we've got the venue. We're very excited about it. And I can't wait to see you there as well as in Mexico. Reminder, my notes tell me. Reminder, we're at a post for next week. So remember that now in Story Freedom Academy, we do have a place where you can post your questions. And it's always the same place now. And just when you get in Story Freedom, you'll see a place that says questions right along the top bar. I think it's about three, it's toward the right-hand side. And I don't want to take the time to pull it up right now, but it's easy to find. And you just post your question there. And it turns out a spreadsheet for me. We've never had that before too, that just lists all your questions in order. So that way I can just see, well, did we get to that question? Maybe we didn't get to it on this call, but we'll get to it on the next call. If I see that the question has popped up again, you can pop it in the same way and say, Michelle, we didn't address this fully. Here it is again. Then I'll see it on that spreadsheet. Wow, they're asking again. Please don't be afraid to do that. We'll tackle it again. I know, Michelle, I see you here. That one time it was like, Michelle, you didn't answer that question at all. Try again. You know, a lot of other like people are going, wow, that was great. That was a great opening. But Michelle, no, that wasn't what I was talking about. So remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And just go in and ask again. And how you do anything is how you do everything too. So go ahead, ask again. And great job with questions, man. Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Cheryl told me she can't be here today, but hi on the recording. She's saying, wow, yeah, I was going to post a question. I'll post it for next week. You already got a lot of questions there. And I got to see it. I saw that. That's great. I am a little behind in looking at, I usually catch up in what's happening in our Facebook forum, but I am in the midst of buying the condo that I live in right now. I wasn't planning to do that. I wanted to stay a little more mobile. It's a long story. But so there's a lot of paperwork that's happening for me this week and next. So if I've been a little slower to respond to you, please forgive me now or whenever it is. please, it's not out of lack of wanting to pay attention. It's just that there might be things that I'm handling right at the moment. So try again. Yes, thank you. And it was on handling. And so actually double booked myself with Shelley. Thank you, Shelley, for your patience, because I double booked in a very full time. And so Shelley kindly moved her VIP day. Thank you so much. So please have patience with us as we're expanding the company so quickly. And I'm also buying the property and my daughter's coming up to midterms. So just please be patient with me. And also remember to lean in with the community and post a question and text me if you're not reaching me, and just, you know, talk to my, talk to Amy or Emily if you're not reaching me, and just multiple inroads to get your questions answered. All right. I just want to make sure that I have, okay, here's a question sheet. Great. I want to start with some training. Actually, no, I don't. There's one more piece. I want to ask you about, well, first I want to tell you something about the high ticket virtual retreat. Some of you have been reaching out to me and then asking questions about, wow, how do I do this? And some really cool stuff that's going on. And then some of you are going, wow, Michelle, do you realize I've got some other things going on too? So like, hang in there, Michelle, you know, it's like, I'm doing this. And then I'm hearing comments too, like I have from those who've been around a while, I've never seen such an amazing community. And we've had amazing communities before. Our alumni are outstanding people, but the way this community comes together, we've never had a stronger group ever before. It's, I think you guys are just amazing. And we are about, what, how many do we have? 5 or 6 high ticket sales, I think. And again, I'm not as up in the Facebook forum as I usually am. Our aim is 10, and it's a week from now, right? Marie?
There's 8.
Oh my goodness.
Cheryl posted 3 yesterday that she hadn't been counting.
Can we just collectively celebrate that? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Yay! You set a goal and, you know, you just don't know where it's going to come from. And so we're looking for 2 more high ticket sales. How wonderful is that? I didn't know that. And I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't make a promise that we're going to get there, right? We have every other time, but I don't know what's going to happen this time. And our companies are like that too. With any given goal, we don't know if we're going to get there. Can we be okay with where we are? Santosha contentment, right? And then see, well, what do we need to get there? So 2 more high ticket sales. Do you think we can do it? Yeah, because I'm looking at your energy. I'm looking at you. Like there's a lot of nods here. Okay, fantastic. And I wanted to, this is one thing that I didn't put in my notes. It was in my binder to tell you, and then I forgot about it until this moment. This came from one of my teachers a couple of years ago, and she was in a launch, and it was a kind of game, like who's going to be the best affiliate partner? And there was a big prize. It was like $100,000 prize or something like that. I don't remember all the details, something like that, $100,000 at stake. And so she was talking to the one who was running that contest and said, can you send more people to that other company? You're going to talk about an abundance practice. I'm going to send people, and it comes back to me too, but I'm sending them clients, right? That's a game that's played with entrepreneurs. I don't know if you've been an affiliate for someone before, but where you sell their stuff and sometimes they give you something back. In this case, the one who did the most got a $100,000 prize. So she was talking to the person running it, and he was saying to her, they were talking about, are you going to come in first? Or are you going to win this? What are your tips for me to win this? And he goes like, I don't know. Well, nothing. I can't do anything for you. Like I could give you structures and so on, but I can't do anything for you until you decide you're going to win it. And then we can talk. It's just a decision. And she won. She won. So I want to hold that gently because we can use it as a whip to beat ourselves up. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's tapas and ahimsa in the yoga tradition. Tapas, burning zeal, and ahimsa, nonviolence, non-harming, and also just non-attachment. I want to add that piece because we can decide that and also have a deep contentment with our lives just as they are now, and those go deeply hand in hand. That will be explained more, like how that works and why it's so important in part of what we do next week, right? But what if we just decided collectively to do that? You guys are awesome. It's fantastic. So 8 down, 2 to go. Valentine's Day is our deadline day. And one of the reminders I want to give you too is, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. Okay, got to get there. That's like trying to push those thoughts away. It doesn't mean we don't put things in. We don't put effort in. But can there be a playfulness about it? Where are you not having fun in it? Can it be fun? Can it be playful? Where does it fit into your life? What's beautiful about it? Just like the way we look at Shavasana, right? So High Ticket Virtual Retreat, I want to spend just another minute or two asking you, because we were talking about another variation about practices on the Quantum Leaps call on Tuesday, with some profound openings for a lot of people. I think it was everyone on the call. What is it that I'm actually doing? And it was peace in and around offers. And then I resuggested that you get in touch with your buddy and do that, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. So no editor beating oneself up. What happens, happened, and it's all perfect. It's all good. And did anybody do this? Did anybody get a chance to? I know it's only been a couple of days. Yay. Awesome. Wow, a bunch of hands are going up now. Look at that shift. Isn't that interesting? And these things are connected. There's all these hands going up. We now have 8. There might have been no logical connection between those two. Do you get what I'm saying? There might be no logical thing that we can draw between those two, but I think those are energetically connected, right? Leaning in, and we're checking in with our buddies, and the numbers are going up. And I often find that happens in my business. I'll put all the work in over here. Maybe I'll talk to somebody a long time in a strategy session, and then I don't even make an offer in the end. That happened once this fall. I think it was my record. I spent 5 hours maybe with somebody, or 6 hours, and I ended up not making an offer. Don't do that, right? Don't do that. That's not usual. It's only happened once that long to spend with somebody, right? But in integrity, by the time we got to that part of the conversation, don't do that. Don't model that, right? But, and then it was, then right away, the next day, and I spent an hour and a half with somebody and I didn't even know, and I met them the day before and they came in. It was something like that. You just put the work in over here, it comes in over there, and let it be playful, let it be fun. Just notice that. Yeah, Sherry, go ahead.
So as part of that Monday, Wednesday, Friday practice, we are connecting with our accountability buddies. And it was Cheryl, myself, and Grace were on an accountable call. And we were talking about something, and Cheryl says, well, I've you know, got these commissions over here in this business. And it says, and we both said to her, Cheryl, those are big. I didn't even recognize what they were. She was only focusing over here, but she'd been, you know, effortlessly over here making sales.
Thank you for that. So beautiful. And that's why we do that practice at the end of Shavasana. What did you love here? What's beautiful here? What's beautiful here? Because if we can't see it, why should the universe send us more? So fantastic. I'm so glad you connected on that call. And Cheryl, listening on the recording, way to go for owning that, owning your wins, owning what's actually happening. And it's related to, remember you heard that story about Christina and one version of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat where Marie's going, pick me, and we can't see things, right? And what we can't see related to our Quantum Leaps call on Tuesday, right? So can we open our eyes, see what's happening, and the universe sends us more. And I'm just, don't take it on faith, just try it out and see how it plays out in your life, right? So let's hear, that was one story about how the buddy system went. I did it for at least 2 years. It changed my company, changed my life. I wouldn't suggest something that I don't stand behind. Shelley, go ahead.
Marla's my buddy, and we've been connecting every week. And yeah, so this
celebrate
week-
that again, you know, and it's worth celebrating every single time. Freaking awesome.
Our calls have just been amazing. But this week's was particularly amazing because I recognized that I had developed this whole big ticket item, and it's on my price list for when after a session when people come in to see the images. And my big aha from our call was don't sell the sessions, sell the big ticket item that includes everything.
Thank you. Pause there. Did you all hear that? That's bundling from the high ticket virtual retreat. That's crucial and life-changing, and it's not does this apply, it's how does this apply, because this applies to every single one of you. You can bundle, it changes your life, so you're not like once off, exhausting, trying to find that other person. We're always marketing, all like find that person that you can go a deeper dive with. Thank you for that, Shelley. Beautiful. And what else?
So it starts with that one package that's on my price list, but then if I bundle the session into it, it can also be four sessions. So a spring, summer, fall, winter, so that they fill their little book completely with their images and they have four slideshows. So it could be like a $10,000 package.
Fantastic. What a beautiful win. Yay! Right? Celebrate that.
Yeah. So
fantastic.
Now I just need to get out there and start making offers.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you hear that she wasn't quite as aligned with that part as the previous part? But one piece at a time, right? You could hear it. There's the resistance, right? But
really great work. Ask people in the Facebook, if they know anybody who have children that would love to have beautiful memories of them while they're little before they grow up and get caught up in life. So I'll be asking that.
Yeah,
so start thinking, folks.
Yeah. Multiple ways, right? And you know what? Here's the thing. You never know what's going to come up in a connection call. You never know what's, and if we're ready, it's like, let me offer. Here's the thing. Just pushing, just like I'm trying to push the thoughts away, or but in a connection call, you might need that person's services. Be open to that. They might need your services. They might know somebody. And so many ways that you can use connection calls, so that with your buddy, with everybody else in this community, like lean in. And you don't know. I remember that when I was getting support from this wonderful woman, taught me some fabulous practices. She said in her private practice, her first client came from her dentist. Chatting one day, right? When we have an abundance story and mindset, and it's really not just this sliver of positivity underneath this sea of negativity, it's a happy face on empty gas gauge. When we can really truly appreciate and love, and this was connected with next week's call, what's right there in front of us, then we can see what's right there in front of us. And it might be there's so many ways that clients can come to us. Our dentist refers us, or the story that I tell in anatomy, I was just talking in a different place of the room saying, I love my life. And one of the members of this community, one of our alumni came up to me and goes like, who talks like that? Can I talk to you? And then the conversation started within the week. She was in this community. I was at the concert of one of the students in this community, and she'd built her concert because of this community. It's something she dreamed of for 30 years, and then she did it. So, I was at the concert of one of the students. You never know where you're going to bump in. And if you can have that knowing inside you, not just say it because you're supposed to say it, that you never, just around the corner, you're going to be bumping into the person. I wonder where they're going to be. It's like the curiosity of a child instead of, man, they're nowhere. I see that they're nowhere. I can't find them anywhere, right? So different things come to us. Shelley, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. They come from anywhere. I was having a breast exam by my doctor, and he said, what do you do? And I said, well, I used to be a speech pathologist, now I'm a photographer. And he said, would you like to photograph our surgeon's gala? And I, for 6 or 7 years, I photographed the surgeon's gala, which led to photographing the graduates from the oncology department, which I'm still getting, opportunity to do that. And that was, I think I was a photographer for like 2 months or something.
Be open to the possibility that there are people all around you. Remember, there's 11 million bits of information coming to us. We only see 40 of them. Which 40 are we paying attention to? And are we missing the one that's, walking right in front of us?
And then it's that saying yes.
Yes, right.
Yeah, sure.
Because Cheryl going like, I don't even, it's happening, but I don't even see it. Well, why will the universe send us more? We're not even looking at it. It's kind of like you give a kid, a cookie, and they go, yeah, whatever, And then the other kid's going, this is the best cookie I've ever had. oh my goodness, will you tell me how to bake these? I love this. I mean, aren't you tempted to give that kid the extra cookie? Really? Why would the universe be any different than us? No, the universe is made up of us. The universe is made up of people around us. So, again, that's why we're in the midst of the abundance series, because it shifts our story. It shifts everything. And I don't decorate the door with that. When I first meet you, I say, do you want to come to the abundance series? Because there's a lot of, a false closure around that. There's like, oh, I already got that. I know about that. I learned about it 3 years ago. And I did that, you know, are we actually living it? Is it embodied? Is it connected with the stories that we're actually telling and living and so on and doing? So really awesome. Thank you. Beautiful. Anything bursting to be said without which we can't go forward. I want you to notice one last thing then. In this community, everything is connected. It's all holographic. And some of you may not have made it over to the Inspired Action Blueprint yet, but how do we create an action that's inspired? One action, many results. And always the first step is what? Somebody remember who knows the Inspired Action Blueprint? Marie, and like lots of hands going up. You've been around in a while, right? Marie, I saw your hand first. What is it?
Well, it's right in front of me. Gather your energy.
Gather the energy. And it's the only step that I say, this is the first step. Don't skip this step, right? Don't skip anything, but don't skip this step. And we're always doing it every single time on these calls. So both there's intellectual content that I will teach you, but it's like, what's the energy that we enter this week into, and we gather that in order to go do it. I mean, when you hear Shelley's story, for instance, oh, I was having a breast exam and that's where I found my, you know, there's something that releases inside going like, well, there's no clients anywhere and I can't find them anywhere. You know, it's such a beautiful, ridiculously wonderful example that if I walk out and go, yeah, but there's no clients for me because of this and this and that, well, that's your story. So let's work on that story and work to change it, right? Beautiful. And it doesn't mean, you know, sometimes there's like one of my friends, there's like nearly 40 strategy sessions before her first yes. So sometimes you know, or maybe right in front of you right now, you don't see them and that it's all okay, but we just keep taking those steps. We just keep taking those steps, right? All right. Now, what will allow us to keep, so for today's call, what will actually allow us to keep taking those steps? What will allow us to keep taking those steps? We know we want to keep taking steps, and we know from Quantum Leap, so we can go from one state to another. You know what? Other people have done it. Why can't we? Right? And the very particles that we're made of do that. They jump from one state to another without a little steps in between. Well, so how does that happen? And what step do we even take to make that, to allow for the possibility for that to happen, not forcing it? Man, if I don't make a quantum leap tomorrow, everything is, you know, is going to go downhill from there. That's living your life as a tragedy. But instead, you know, how do we create those conditions of possibility? Sherry, go ahead.
So what kind of, the two things that pop up for me is don't give up and do the next indicated step.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is perfect and beautiful. Thank you, Sherry. So don't give up. And I actually want to write down here for a minute because I want to play with this. Don't give up. Do the next indicated step. I love that. So simple and so true, right? And one of the things I sometimes shift it around and I would, don't give up. I might say like, keep going, right? Keep going. And nothing wrong with don't give up. But according to some systems of thought, the universe really doesn't hear no. That's how I think of it too. So don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. What did you actually hear? Can you hear it? Yeah, give up. Because it's like the words that echo for us, right? Just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Which feels more empowering? Can you hear it? Yeah, it's a subtle shift, but really it can be life-changing. So I love what you said. And I was like, well, okay, keep on going. Don't give up. That's fine too. Keep on going. And do the next indicated step. Perfect. So if we're going to do those things, well, what is it that's going to have us keep on going? And what is it? How do we know what the next indicated step is? And that is the matter for today's call. And so I call this call, I actually have two titles for it. I used to have titles all the time and now I don't usually give you guys titles, but in the old days we used to have titles all the time. This one is called, I have two titles for it. Vision plus appreciation equals power. If 5 keys to envisioning in ways that actually work. It's all about envisioning today, right? Another way, here's the second version of the title. And this is how it sometimes feels to us, right? How do I actually envision something in my life? Get it at the right level. Like, how do I know how much to envision? Not be scared of it. And really manifest it. So that's the detailed version of the first title. Can you hear it? How do I actually envision something in my life? Get to the right level, not be scared of it, and really manifest it. So that's a matter for today's call. It's all about envisioning. Because Sherry said, well, how are we going to do that? Well, keep on going and do the next indicated step. Why are we going to keep on going? Because we have some kind of vision. We have a place that we're getting to. We do a piece of this and having a big why series. For sure, we're going to do another chunk of this now. It all fits together. Just can't teach it all at once, right? And then do the next indicated step. Well, I love that word indicated in there, Sherry, right? Remember, I would say, well, ask about what's your best next step. If you don't know what to ask, ask about that. Well, how will I know what the next indicated step is? Well, I got to know something about where I'm going. And more in strategy sessions now, I'm telling the story. I only started telling it a few months ago. And it's really helpful. I tell people, and it gives permission to do a deep dive, because sometimes people call and come onto the call and it's like, I need to tell my story because I've got a talk coming up and I want to be able to tell about myself when I was with my daughter a year ago. Will you help me with that? And can you see that if I just answer that question, I haven't served them? Not in the biggest way that is possible, even though that's the question they're asking. So we have to start there and then open it out, because if they're asking that question for a reason, then they want something that's bigger than that. And I could just give them a couple tips, but there's something much more possible for them if they're ready for something bigger. So I say to them, well, it's about the best next step. And in order to find that best next step, we need to know, well, really where you are and where you're going. And I tell the story about Alice in Wonderland, which I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I think, right? So Alice is talking to the Cheshire Cat and says, which road should I take? Cheshire Cat says, I don't know. Where are you going? She goes, I don't really know. Well, then any road will take you there. It's really powerful in the strategy session, because I tell them, we really want to know where you're going. Otherwise, I don't know what the best next step is. I don't know. What should you? I have no idea. I can't help you, right? And then also you have to know where you are. In a way, I've never described it this way before, but today's call is about where you're going. Next week's call is about where you are. But you have to know those two things. Otherwise, you won't know where to go. So Sherry said, don't give up or keep on going. Do the next indicated step. For that, we need the vision. We'll do a piece of that, another piece of it probably too, on the next Quantum Leaps call too next week. So these two will fit together really well. So envisioning. I want to tell you to do some straight out training here for a moment. I don't like doing straight out training. I wasn't much of a lecturer at the university. My classes were always really interactive, because sometimes like some part of us goes to sleep and we go into student mode. And so I want to make this as engaged as possible, so it doesn't just become shelf knowledge, right? I want it to become real. So maybe I'm going to ask you about this. We'll see how we'll do this. It's just maybe 10 minutes of training here, right? So I want to tell you about what, in my experience, doesn't work. What doesn't work when you're envisioning? And there are all kinds of pitfalls out there that people fall into regularly. Like, remember I said a student put up her vision board. She actually took it down, then had her first, $10,000, $25,000 sale, right? So what doesn't work? And it's not always apparently obvious, right? It's not always obvious or apparent. And then what does work? And 5 keys. And will we get to all of these today? I'll do my best, but I want to make sure we answer the questions that are on board today too. So I'll do my best to get to these points. We'll finish them up next time if we need to. So what does work? The day circle. I'll tell you what that is. The day circle, number two. Sorry, number one. Number two, goals. And I'll talk to you about how we do that. I used to hate that word goals. I'm more friends with it now, but man, I ran away from that word. I hated that word. So I don't know if you like that or you love it, but number one, day circle. Number two, goals. Number three, balance. And I'll tell you what to balance in a minute. Number four is an acronym called trust. I'll tell you what that is. And number five is some calendar work. All of these things put together provide a powerful matrix, a powerful standpoint, a powerful foundation from which to envision in ways that don't end up where you don't end up doing the opposite of what you intend, which is what happens, I think, often to people unknowingly. Okay. So I want to hear why you think we should envision first, because if we don't know why, I just told you, gave you a why, but you might have your own why. I want to hear from you because it'll make it more real. Otherwise, why should we even listen to this? Who cares? Why should we envision? Yeah, Yvonne.
If we don't, we don't know where we're going.
Exactly, right? The Alice in Wonderland thing. So then sometimes we end up stuck. It's like we're spinning our wheels or we're doing a bunch of stuff. And it's like the chicken with her head cut off moment because there's all these things and don't even know what to do. So we try to do them all. What else? Why should we envision? Mary Kay.
Having just had a new vision, it's inspiring and exciting and very, I want to go forward with it as soon as I can.
Yes. To see the energy in you around that new vision, Mary Kay, just makes my day. I am so excited for you. Can you feel it? Can you feel and see that in Mary Kay? And then as soon as we're looking at her, she's going to like become self-conscious about it. But did you see it? Right?
No, I'm here.
No,
I am here.
She's still in it.
You can look at me if you want.
Oh, I love that. Who are you and what have you done with previous versions of Mary Kay that we met at the beginning of Practical Applications, for instance? Can you feel the difference? Mary Kay, can you feel the difference in you already?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Knows it. It's true. It's there. Owns it. Fantastic. And, you know, this is a jumping off point too, right? This is like, wow, we're here. And this is jumping off point. So it's exciting. It's energizing. It moves us forward. It's why we're on the planet. We got a vision, right? Good. Anything else wanting to be said about the why?
Well, and one reason you can look at me is because the vision is so powerful and not really mine, but it's everyone's.
You know, I've never thought about it in this way before, but your words have made me realize something new. But I've told that story often about I was, you know, practically across the room and I'm saying I love my life. And then student just came over to me, right? And I've not thought about it in this way before, but it's true. Why was I saying I love my life? One of the components is it was that I had a vision that I was in the process of manifesting. It's actually doing what it's meant to be doing in this planet and creating it, envisioning it. And it's in process, in motion. And that comes from not just like, well, I've had a good day or, you know, I just won a prize or all those things are good too. But it was so deep and rooted inside me that she walked across the room to come talk to me and ask me about my work and she didn't even know what I did. So vision, the profound beauty of it for being on purpose on this planet and serving the people we're meant to serve and just having more fun, having a beautiful life. Yes. All right. Anything else wanting to be said about the why? Why would this be an abundance practice? Let me go to the obvious, because like, what's it doing in the abundance series, right? I want you to just ponder that for a moment. It should be clear. I mean, there's a thousand reasons here, Sergio.
Because it gives you a foundation. Sometimes, as my life at the moment, as everything seems to be collapsing, it gives you a basis where you're going towards.
Yes. Exactly. And this is what's coming up inside me. My editor goes, don't say that. So then, you know, I'm going to say it, right? But several years ago, I was up on a, let me see. I don't even know. Aaron, you might have been in that audience. I can't remember if you were there for that one. But I was up on stage. There's like 400 people, or I can't remember if there's a live stream, 600 people in the audience. And I was telling a story that I've not thought of like that, but it also is true. It was around vision because I was in the midst of sorting out, you know, separation and divorce papers with my daughter's dad. We'd been together 25 years. Now, all of that could have been all, we all have stuff going on, right? I've got stuff going on right now. I'm trying to buy property, et cetera, right? So we have stuff going on, but the story that I told, and I didn't even know I was going to tell that story. It happened just days before I was on stage. And then I'm like, oh, let me use this story, right? When would now be a good time to do something? That's what I was trying to tell the audience. That was my main message. And if you think it's time not to do something, and this might or might not apply to any of you, I'm not telling you, right? But when you have a vision and you take some kind of step toward it, that other thing can fade. It can fade away into it doesn't matter-ness, right? So the story that I told, and I watched the audience, the effect on the audience was really beautiful. It was like, well, I can't remember even what it was at the time. I just made a $15,000 sale. And then, and this was about, you know, a lot of people want to know about sales in that conversation, right? So I made a $15,000 sale. The next day I went to sign the pieces of paper. And then the next day I made another $15,000 sale. And I was like, that other thing didn't really matter then. You know, I just like, it's just something I had to get done. And all of life, and then that is connected with that, I love my life. You get that? So, and those things wouldn't have happened. Those sales wouldn't have happened if I didn't have a vision of what's possible, about why this matters, about why we're doing this, about watching the growth of people and being engaged in that. So it is life transforming to have that vision, right? And again, like how that should play out for each one of you, and it's all good, right? But having that vision is essential. All right. Anything else wanting to be said? Okay, what doesn't work? I have them in different places. I have different notes on this. I hope I can find them. I could tell you off the top of my head, but oh, here it is. But it's better if I've got my notes in front of me. One of the biggest mistakes, I believe, in envisioning, it's not that we are trying to, that we, you know, aim high and we don't make it. The saddest, pervasive tragedy, I think, in our culture is people aim for the ceiling and hit it. Did you hear that? And can you feel the energy in the room just went with my even saying the words? How different that energy is compared to what was rolling just a moment ago. Yeah, Shelley, go ahead.
That's what I'm doing when I try to sell sessions.
Yes, thank you.
They're only this much. People will invest this much.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm not hitting the ceiling. Like, I'm setting a ceiling and I'm not even hitting that.
Oh, right. That's a tragedy. We've set it low. And strangely enough, it was so much easier, you know, to aim for the moon. If we miss, at least we'll land in the stars. Right? Bundling. So important. And the great thing about bundling, by the way, is it makes it easier to sell that once off. It makes it easier, not harder. If you have a bundle of four and the person is scared, they'll go, well, I can't take that four right now, but okay, I'll take one. Where they wouldn't have even taken that one, you know? So sometimes there's something about positioning as well. Like here's the bundle for, maybe in York, Shelley, here's the bundle for 20,000, but you know, they really want that one, but they can't quite do that, but they'll take the $5,000 one, you know, bundling. So vision, what's truly possible, right? So hitting the ceiling, number one mistake, hitting the ceiling and hitting it or missing it because you aim too low. The second thing that doesn't work, the mistakes people make, and this is going to be connected with our call next week. And it's so important. And I tell you, it's something that I learned in multiple places, but I first learned it from Jack Canfield. And it was in a series, it was an abundance telesummit that I was on years ago. It was so beautiful. And it was one that probably reached a very small audience compared to all the other audiences he'd reached. And I got a chance to spend a week beside him using, hey, Michelle, how's the yoga and writing retreat going? I'm like, that was really super cool because I just thought Jack Canfield's really great. I just sit in a hot tub with him with his one other person and his wife there. And we're just chatting, I'm like, cool, because he was there on a trip where I was teaching the retreat for a week with his wife and we're just chatting, you know? And, I told him that I heard this piece from him and I thanked him and he had tears welling up in his eyes. And he said, you just never know who's listening. He was really moved that I heard because he knew how much this meant, right? And this was the mistake that was happening with that vision board. And that's connected with, you know, the third thing, it doesn't work. Not balancing the vision with santosha, contentment, gratitude, the seeing the beauty of what is right here, right now. Because if I have that scary ass vision, right? Excuse my words, that's how I feel about it, right? And then I go, yeah, look where I am right now. Sucks. I just always want to get over there where I'm not. I always want to get over there where I'm not. It doesn't work. Because I'm always like, it's always for somebody else. It's always something else. And we do this in ways that are very sneaky. Very sneaky when we don't think we're doing it. So we'll talk about that more next time. But here sucks. We can't get there from there.
And feed them again. Or just
oh, wait, hang on. Somebody just unmuted themselves and is having another conversation. Okay. All right. Oh, Shelley, that's at your house. I'm muting you. It's all right. Okay. Vision board. Vision boards are wonderful. I have one myself. I could show it to you if you want. Ask me and I'll show it to you. But and I made it in 2010. And I made another version in 2011. A whole bunch of those things came true already. There's still some things on it that haven't come true yet. But I think, Sergio, I mentioned this to you. I had in 2010, I'd written down Australia. I didn't even know why. I'm like, oh, cool. I mean, Sergio, I go, oh, yeah, right. I'm supposed to be doing something in Australia. That's really cool. It's happening now, right? So grinding in the opposite of what we want. With a vision board that we actively dismiss even as we're saying it. It's like affirmations, like vision boards, they're all the same. And a friend of mine did this years ago, and it was really, really sad. And our lives were have turned out vastly different. She's a friend from Peak Potentials. We did the same 3-year training. We went to all the same courses, and she had a vision board, and she wanted to go to Italy. And always it was like, I want to go to Italy, but I'm not going to get there. I want to go to Italy, but it sucks here. I want to get, you know, eventually she did take the trip to Italy, but it sucked over there too. It was okay. It was fine. But now, you know, it was not bad, but some bad things happened there too. And now the memory of Italy, because now she can't go back there. You know what I mean? And her life is in a really hard place. My heart just goes out to her. And I tell you this, like, not to either have you be, you know, washed in sorrow for her or not to impress you or something like that. But when I was talking to her, she's like, Michelle, you made it. You did those things that they told us to do. And she was like, it felt like being up on the, like, how can you do that? You actually actualize that thing that's not actualizable. Don't have a vision board that grinds in the opposite. There's Italy that I can't go to. There's it, right? Take it down if it's doing that. You got to notice what you're feeling at the moment. It's there to have you feel good. It's there to have you feel just the way we feel after Shavasana. I say, what's beautiful here? What's beautiful here? That's the purpose of the vision board. Not so that you can make it happen, right? If you use one. And number 4 is related to that. Number 1, the hitting the ceiling. Number 2, about gratitude. Number 3, about the vision board. They're all connected, right? Number 4 is far off and making it happen. I call it that. So this thing, that Italy that's so far away from me, that has nothing to do with me, that is nowhere near me, and we do this even when we don't know we're doing it. Shelley did a version of that when she said, now I got to go offer it. Could you hear it? Her energy switched. If you could hear it, because it happens in subtle ways. Now I got to go make it happen. There was an efforting. And that thing is far. Can you feel it, Shelley? And that thing is far off. I'm really happy, but she was all engaged in it in the moment. And then the moment she talked about the offer, she switched. And that thing that's far off, I'm going to go make it happen. Can't get there from there. That's why I gently talked about that. That was a subtle version of that. We think we're not doing it, but we do it in subtle ways. The story we're telling is, that's really far. It's going to be big. Yvonne might be telling that story too about, wow. I sometimes might be reinforcing that story. This is 4 times as much. As you know, sometimes we might be reinforcing it, but that's not far away. It's the same as what you're doing before. So just go make that sale, right? It's not far away. Sometimes I might emphasize the distance to support me. Wow, I've got a beautiful big vision. Celebrate that. Sometimes that vision will scare me and make me think it's hard. Don't think it's far away. Number 5, not seeing it as already done. And it was one of the most beautiful gifts that Stephen Dynan gave me, but I know it was coming from a very genuine, real place. He said, you know, when I told him about the size of the company that I'm growing and where I know the company will be in 3 years, he's like, as he was looking at the foundations and the fundamentals in the business, because he took a really deep dive into what this business is, and he's got a 10-figure business. So like, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's amazing. And he's like, Michelle, you're already there. And we knew about like the couple other pieces that I want to add to, but it's like, you know, and it's multiple times the size of the company right now. But he was like, you're already there. And I know both he was seeing that or he wouldn't have said that. But also that's just how he sees the world. You're already there. Yvonne's already made that sale that's four times as much as it was before, because it's no big deal, because she did the other one when she couldn't do that one before, and it's already there. She's having the fun of watching it happen. Same with Shelley, right? And then number six is just any way that we reinforce, I can't do it. And I've already, you know, it comes at the same point, just from different angles, right? Having these high goals that I don't believe, but I tell myself I can do it, so I try to rev myself up, and it's starting from all the wrong places. And that's how most people try to do affirmations. Most people do vision boards. It doesn't work. That's what my friend did. And she either declared bankruptcy, or she's on the verge of bankruptcy, and there's a lot of pain in her body, and there's a lot like and trouble in her family, and there's just tragedy written all over. And I got on a call with her. I so care about this woman. I tried to help her, but she can't. She's so far away from the energy where we are here. She couldn't really hear me very well. But I did my best to give her a couple of things that could help her along the path. You get what I'm saying? So it's like reinforcing all the way along was, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. And these small changes, Quantum Leap will learn more about this, like a small change, and a difference in attitude, anticipate in the story we're creating, and it ends up with completely different lives. So those are the things that don't work. Okay, well, great, Michelle. Thanks a lot. What am I supposed to do now, right? So I want to hear one aha before we move on. And I think what I'm going to do, I'm not going to teach all the pieces of it today, because I want to make sure we have ample time for the questions. And then I'll come around and teach maybe another piece of the training afterwards. And I'm always looking to see, is it landing? Are you hearing it like in your body, not in your head? Because in your head, it's not going to move anything. So I'd rather take the time over it. I always make sure there's time in these calls, so that we'll have time to get to everything we need to get to. I want to hear one thing that you've heard for you already that will make a shift in your company and your life, Sherry.
So as we were talking, I was thinking, oh, I need to do my vision board. It's been a conversation.
Okay, friend, I'm going to stop you for a moment. Can I work at a subtle level with you here? And then I'll hear you fully. Because I know you're all ready to hear this. I need to do my vision board. I'm emphasizing and making it bigger than it was in Sherry, but I want you to start hearing at a very subtle level the energy of what's going on. And it might or might not even have been her, but sometime in her, but sometimes it is. Michelle is going, oh good, it's not me. Michelle does that to me so many times.
So I did a quick sketch of my vision board while we were talking.
Oh, beautiful. And I love that Sherry just keeps going, Michelle, I don't care about that because I'm over here. That was beautiful. Did you get that? Whatever, Michelle, I'm over here. Good on you, Sherry.
So it's, and as you said, you're already there. I looked at it and said, oh yeah, I am.
Yes, embody that, know that, and then you just have the fun of watching it unfold, and it might unfold this way, it might unfold that way, but it unplugs all that angst. Am I going to get there? I wonder if I can reach that ceiling. Wow, that ceiling's really high. I've been trying to, you know? It's how most people do it. It's like, I learned that in choir, too. I used to sing in the choir, and, you know, not much, but a little bit, and when we chose to come down to the note. It reminds me of that. Like, I try to make it, it's going to be hard. I'm trying to get there. It's like, get halfway there. You know, I'm already there. I want, like, wow, I get to watch it unfold. That's really cool. I run into that, you know, maybe I run into that obstacle, that bump over here. I didn't know that was going to happen. I guess that's not the route to that thing that I already have. I guess I'm going to go over here. You know, this flexibility and ease and breath that this gives us is so much more energy for the things that we want to do. Really great. Let's hear one more. One more. What's opening for you now in real practical ways that you've heard here for your company, for your life? Just want to know that this is landing. Yeah, Mary Kay.
I love the let's go with the excitement of less effort.
Yes.
Because it circles around to what's in my vision, what I teach in my vision. Ooh, I just said what I teach in my vision. Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
Gotta love that. Right. The ease and the energy and the flow around that. And it doesn't, sometimes people go, yeah, well then I'll never get there because I got all this stuff to do. And don't you understand it? Because I'm trying to reach the ceiling. And no, you can do it that way, but it's kind of hard. It's like paddling upstream. Some people get there from there, but they usually don't like it when they get there. You know what I mean? Because the place they get to feels just the same. And like one of my mentors said, how do you love your business? You love it all the way along the way. This is one of those ways. What's the vision? All right. Let me see. Yeah, I think I want to take a switch over to questions because there were so many questions posted. And then we will finish off that. Well, there's what we don't do. You know, what you do, what we do do, I want to give you some very specific things. Like I'll tell you what that day circle is and so on next time. But you can, when we know what we don't want, it's very easy. You turn 180 degrees and you know what you do want. Don't aim for the ceiling. All right. So don't go, wow, she only told us what not to do. Now I have no idea what to do. Well, the opposite of that is going to lead you there. And I'm hearing you already getting that. That's fantastic. So we haven't left you. Don't want to leave you high and dry this week. I'm not envisioning anything. Not true. You got the tools already, but I'll give you more pieces of that again next week so we can play with that. All right. And take it deeper on both the calls next week. All right. So questions. So the first one that was posted in the all the questions that I found were on the Facebook forum. So I didn't see any posted in our Story Freedom Academy for this week. And remember, you can do that for next time. I like Yvonne's at first was the question that came up in the after the conversation with Michelle. If your life was depending on closing a deal by tomorrow, what's currently standing in your way? Yvonne's answer was, I'm afraid they'll say yes, and then I'll fail to deliver. So isn't that interesting? Because when we look at this through the lens of, so it's kind of a question and then the answer and behind that, well, what do we do with that, right? I'm afraid they'll say yes and then I'll fail to deliver. Constructing life is tragedy. Do you get it? And it's just real, such a truthful, and it's fantastic. We got to see what's there, but then how can we play with that? Well, it's going to happen, but it's going to be bad in the end. So what kind of envisioning has happened there, right? And we don't mean to do it, but we get afraid and it's natural. And I've done it too. Absolutely, I do, right? I have done and still do. Of course, but I do it less and I can change from it sooner and I can recognize it when it's happening. I'm afraid, so fear of success. How many have had that fear of success before? Something inside you really knows, yeah, how big this is. And it's like, who do I need to be? Or it could be like what I learned in Peak Potentials. As you're growing, like why create financial abundance? Because of who you need to become. Wow, I get to become bigger, right? How cool is that? So then there's a kind of don't worry in that. Don't worry, that person that you are, who's, here's one way to think of it. That person that you are, Yvonne, and for all of you, who's closed that deal is now at a new level. Like when you made that earlier, and you all, it's not that that person is new and shiny and different from you and you're no good and they're really good. I'm not saying that, okay? It's iterative. You've done that before, something new that you hadn't done. Now this is just another new thing. Right? So Yvonne, when you made that that first other level sale, right, which is a fantastic high ticket sale, do you know that you felt different after you made that? And for those of you, if you haven't made that sale yet and you're wanting, you think it's not, that's for them, not for me, and it's so far away and so on. Well, I remember you, Yvonne, before that, it's like, oh, that's only happening to everybody else, but not me. It always happened to everybody else, but not happening. Until then it did, you know? So that's how it feels until it does. And that's how it goes. That's what everyone goes through, right? And some version of that. So you felt different on the other side of that. Is that true, Yvonne? Like once you made that, well, that person's the one who's going to get to deliver that. She's going to feel even bigger than you feel now. She'll have, so you don't have to solve all those things now because you'll have her with you. It sounds like I'm talking in riddles, but who just understood what I had to say? If you understood, raise your hand. And if you didn't, I'll say it again. Because that was really, it was profound. Sounded weird, but it's profound. I don't have to figure it all out now. I got my vision. I'm not going to embed a tragedy in it, or if I am, I'm going to be gentle with myself. It's just a thought that I can let go of like I do in Shavasana. Oh, well, that's a thought. Oh, well, you know, if it's going to go to tragedy, haha, that happens. It's just my editor, let it go. So, and also you can transmute it. I teach you different techniques what to do with that editor. Reference C, Dirt to Inner Gold Call. So that here, I'll repeat it again. That person who has made that sale has the, like the elation that we saw in Mary Kay earlier of even just creating the vision and the knowing of it and the energetic of that, what we saw in Mary Kay is what it you'll feel. And if you don't, that's okay, we'll help you. It doesn't always feel that way. It often feels that way. And then you'll have that person behind you, right? That person will be, you'll be that person. She'll have more resources. She'll have done that already. It's kind of like asking the kid before they ride the bicycle to know how to turn the corner. Well, ride the bicycle first, and then that's the kid with the skill of riding the bicycle, and then she'll know how to do it, or he'll know how to turn the corner, right? So, and one step at a time, like sometimes it's quantum leaps and sometimes one step at a time. In this case, sometimes it's one step at a time. They have said yes. Now we'll talk to them. Now we'll see what they want. Now I'll build that. Done that, I'm going to point to Marie here. We've done, I remember one year in a long journey, many years together, we did a beta year. I don't use that word anymore, but at that time we called it a beta year because we're doing something different. We didn't end up going out down that road except for 1 year. I hadn't done it before. So in the same way that I teach at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, I'm like, Marie, let's engage together. And I'm going to expect, because we're doing this thing together, that you're going to help me. And you're going to course correct. And if it doesn't get you there, we'll talk about it, right? And she's like, of course, because what? You mean you're going to be extra accountable to helping me get there? Of course I'm on board, right? So you don't have to do it alone. You got this community. You got that person. And they will help you and tell you. You get it from them, right? So Yvonne, does that touch on some of that question? Okay. Helpful? All right. Mary Kay. Let's see. And I loved Mary Kay's response. If my life depended on it, it'd be hard to separate out that pressure. I'd be too pressured about my life being dependent upon it that I would mess up that conversation because I wouldn't be thinking about them. That's a very astute answer, Mary Kay. I love that. So sometimes I want you to imagine that your life depended on it. What would that be like? That's tapas, burning zeal. Sometimes that'd be a great thing for you to imagine. I know that there are times that I've invested wildly. And I find the investment comes first and then the reward comes after. I've invested in people, for instance, before I could. I invested in Infusionsoft before I could. Oh, everything happened before I could, really. And then there's that gap in between and it's going to be scary. So I know that there are times that I was in that gap and it's not, I don't want you to feel like pressure, like, man, if I do this... I'm trying to find a subtle energy here. It's like when this really matters, it's not try harder like the, I've been in the gap. I may be in the gap right now. I haven't seen all the chat, but I happen to see yours, Aaron. Yes. So not like the fly buzzing against the window, but instead engaged because the vision matters. Can you hear the difference? Not like the fly buzzing against the window. But what if my life then depended upon it? Engage like the vision matters. I was just reading one of Dan Millman's books. And one of the tasks that his magical mentor asked him to do, he's in a sort of dream world thing that maybe it's real. And she asked him to leap across a giant cavern. And he's like, that's not possible. And I remember I read somewhere else, it's like, you can't take the leap across a cavern in two leaps, you know? Sometimes you just got to leap. He's like, that's not possible. I'm going to fall and die. And then the vision shifted. It's kind of one of these magical books, right? The vision shifted. And all of a sudden, maybe it was his daughter on the other side. I can't remember who it was, something like that. And she was on this cliff or, you know, about to fall. And there's tigers underneath. I don't remember the scenario, but you get the idea. So he takes a running leap and he jumps. What if it's a good thought experiment? You or someone you loved and cared about deeply, like me, my daughter, what if their life depended on it? Like, wouldn't you go and just make a sale tomorrow? Do you know? And I wouldn't say this to people who are mean and awful people. I wouldn't do this to the, you know, evil ones. I'm only half joking when I say that, right? I'll just go and take from these people. You're not those people. You're gonna serve that person. You're not gonna tell somebody who's not your ideal client, come and work with me because you know I need this. You're not those people. You don't have to worry about that. But maybe there's just that little extra, and that person really needed it, but something inside pulled back, or something inside didn't have the courage, or something inside that not ready yet, and something inside was pulling back. What if you were a loved one? What if their life depended on it? Wouldn't you do it? Well, why not wait for that moment? Why not wait for that moment, right? So I want to hear something, because like the whole room got really somber right now. And I know I'm talking about the life of your loved ones, but I want to hear what you're hearing in and around this, because Mary Kay brought up a really good point. I don't want to make, you know, have tension in and around it, but in that beautiful way, it can fuel us. That's tapas, burning zeal. That's what Luke does. He doesn't go save the universe for the universe. He sees this beautiful woman and his aunt and uncle get crispy fried. Now he's got nothing to go back to. So he's got to go forward. What makes us go forward, right? So talk to me about what I just said, because you could feel the room got somber. But I'm calling you to your highest self, Marie.
I'm just on the edges of all of this. There's something, I'm not sure if it's about gender socialization or whatever, but as a woman, I feel like I've been socialized to care for family first and put other things second. And part of my journey has been to continue moving forward with my dreams, desires, goals, business, even when. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the last couple of years, I've had a husband who's been going through chronic illness and treatment. And a lot of my women friends have said to me things like, I don't know how you do that. I would have just stopped everything. Like, there's something about what we have, what I have to give up to be there for my family, but I'm not prepared to do that. So it's like a big reorganization of my vision and values around how important it is to live my gifts.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if that even made any sense, but there it is.
Oh yeah. You got nods all around. That was beautiful and exactly an illustration and a deepening of the energy that I'm talking about here. Because I said, what if your life or their lives depended on it? Well, maybe in a sense they do. When I think about my daughter, she models on me. I know she does. It's not what I say, even though I work with words. She knows she can go for it because I do. We're not doing the same thing. She's in neuroscience and she worked in a lab with rats last summer. I would never do that. I would have been out protesting. Don't harm the rats when that was her age, you know? But she goes for it. She goes for it. And then they model on us. So we're doing it not just for the people whose lives we transform. And wouldn't that be enough, right? But to come at it from another way so that there's energy top us inside us for all those different reasons. And then we have a vision. It's all part of growing the vision of why this matters. And then we do it. Because wouldn't you jump? I would jump across a cavern if I had to for my daughter. Are you kidding me? But if I curl up and go, well, I can't do anything in my life because of, you know, whatever, you know, that's what she's going to see. So as we're all being on purpose and doing what we're meant to do in the world, all those around us are up-leveled, not just those we serve. So freaking cool. Great question. Great response. A couple more questions on deck here. Marie says, when I get to the root of what stands in my way, it's still writing as, you know, it's like that same conversation of, if your life was depending on it, on closing a deal, what would be standing in the way? Marie says, when I get to the root of what stands in my way, it's still writing is optional. Writing is a frill. Has it been that? Yeah, so thank you for sussing out that editor. Suss out those editors for you and then do something about them. Don't pretend they're not there. Great job sussing them out, Marie. And then Marie, I want to turn to you because isn't that editor so interesting? Is that what writing's been in your life? It's just really an extra and whatever.
Yeah, I know. That editor is just so nasty.
Cause yeah, and Yvonne's writing, you're doing such important work. And the editor does funny things. The editor wants to say, well, it's just a frill. This is optional, because I would say for Marie, for instance, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been your lifeblood. It's the thing that's carried you through sometimes when nothing else would. It's been your friend when you really needed it. It's carried you through some incredibly dark and difficult and dangerous times. It's let you know who you are. It's allowed you to see yourself in ways you've never seen. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it was interesting because I was on a call with a friend last night and she was talking about something called sacred gifts, and a sacred gift is something that you couldn't live without.
Yeah.
And I just feel that way about writing.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, you know, why would people spend a lot of money one-on-one with me? Because you got to know how priceless that is. Oh, and by the way, heads up, just about the high ticket and pricelessness. It wasn't even Jennifer who asked me to do it. It was my assistant who said, will you mail for Jennifer about her upcoming Facebook challenge? I'm like, sure, she's my friend. Of course I will. So you're going to see it in your inbox on Monday, I think. And Jennifer's doing a Facebook challenge to create your super high ticket, your super high ticket offer. If you want to go do that, go ahead. It's going to be in your inbox. And then you can watch, because she's going to take, there's going to be a PSPS, right? Here's a problem. Then I'm going to give you a solution. Then she's going to present another problem. She's going to present another solution. You could do that if you want, but I'm going to tell you at this stage, if you're doing this work here, I would probably stay focused. You've got the tools right here. You can go and do the Facebook challenge if you want. You can go and do that work later if you want. Jennifer's freaking awesome. But you got what you need here. I would stay focused here. But go and do the challenge if you want to, and then watch what she's doing. She's very skilled at taking people to the next stage, and it could be super fun. So if you want some help about that. And one of the things she's going to talk to you about is that, I assume she will, because it's one of the things she talks to people about, I know, you got to know that what you're offering is priceless. So we just did that work with Marie right now. What gets in the root of my way? It's nothing. It doesn't matter. But it matters in Marie's life hugely. Life transformative, if not life saving. The words aren't coming to me, but you know. So when you know that, well, why wouldn't they spend the money? You got to know it in your bones what that thing is worth. So if you want to go do Jennifer's thing, it's in a couple. It's the sign up will be next week. She's five. It's Facebook challenge. I don't know if I'm going to take the time to be on it or not. We do we craft stuff together all the time. So I know a lot about what's going on in that. We meet every week for 5 years, most every week. We just had our 5-year anniversary together. So we know each other's stuff really, really well. And, but if you want to go do it, go have fun there, and might help you craft your high ticket offer, and then know you've got what you need here. If you want to go do that, go ahead, but like, don't divide your energy too is my strongest recommendation. Go do it. Do it later. Do it later is good, you know? And if you really want to talk to me about it, maybe there's a reason that it would go well for you. That's fine too, right? All right. Let me see. Couple more questions. Marie said, my question now is, what new story can I start telling myself that will support me to step up and offer high ticket programs? Well, we just did that, right? Check. Done. Have the vision be strongly there. Goodness, my paper that has the other questions. I thought that, oh yeah, hang on. There are lots of questions posted this time. Thank you so much for that. All right. Da, 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 da. Writing is optional. Teach us about the day pie. Thank you, Yvonne, for that reminder. And we'll do that next time. I can show it to you. I'll see this one. This is my day pie. These are the things that I actually want to be doing in my day. Divide it up. Know what it looks like, right? I'll teach that next time, but that's what, in case you're curious. I'll teach you about that because it's really important. Like, am I spending my actual life force energy on the thing that I say that I want? All right?
Michelle?
And I had learned about things like that before, but never like I did it with Sandra Yancey. It was amazing, and it actually fundamentally changed my life, so I want to share that with you next time. It looks deceptively simple, but it's a profoundly life-transformative exercise.
Michelle?
Yes.
Is day pie the same thing as day circle?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. Can you repost that for me, please, Yvonne? Repost that question over there in the, don't post in the practical applications, post over there in Love Your Words, right? In Story Freedom, Love Your Words. Okay.
I will.
Let me see the recording for yesterday. Oh, sorry, Mary Kay. They're always available within 48 hours is when Amy gets them posted. So I don't know if you got to the recording or not, but it's always up there within 48 hours, I think. So question, Mary Kay. What's the best first step to take when you have a vision for your newest quantum leap? I'm excited and have lots of ideas, but what's the timeliest way to reach the people who need it and will benefit? It seems like I need structure. So we touched on this a couple ways today. Repost it if you want further instruction on this. But I read these questions, and what we land on has to do with these questions, all right? So one of the timeliest ways is to make the decision that you're going to. Remember I talked about that earlier? right? Make the decision that you're going to. That's one thing. And my vision's so new that I haven't had a time to make a simple mind outline of it yet. You might be answering some of your own questions, but I will say sometimes we think we need structure, but what we need is the vision. We need the vision first. The whole Having a Big Why series underlines that. We do some more pieces about it here and how we actually construct that vision. We'll do that over next week. But I need to know in the depths of me why Marie needs to know why her writing matters. And she knew it, but she forgets. She knows it, but she forgets. Even Marie forgets, and she's deeply immersed in her own work in a beautiful way. We need to know it in our bones. Need to know it moment by moment. We need to know it. We need to have it reflected back to us. I'd be on a connection call and say, what do you see in my work? And let me tell you more about my work. And why do you think this matters? Right? That's from the Having a Big Why series. And so to have the vision and have it be so compelling, what is it that would put light a fire under you so that it would matter to you so much, like me jumping across the chasm for my daughter? It's got to matter that much. And if it doesn't matter that much and it's your vision, why wouldn't it matter that much? Because maybe you haven't let your vision touch your own heart yet. And we have, but I know, Mary Kay, you have, but at deeper and deeper levels, right? And then take those steps following Marla's question about, you know, where do I go find those people? And then you just got to offer it. And you got to offer it before you're ready. And you got to offer it and stand for, here's a piece for you, Mary Kay, that I'll give you. So today I'm just giving a fish. And if you all repost those questions, Michelle, that didn't answer it. If you repost every question, we'll start with the questions next time. If I see three questions reposted, it means we didn't get there to answer it for you, and I'll put them high at the top of the class. I'm trying to structure it through all the material we're teaching, right, that we're learning. So, Mary Kay, for you, to stand for what that person in front of you can do. They might think they're not ready. You might have not thought you were ready for this. You came anyway. Why'd that happen? Yeah. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
I think I did that partially over the past week.
Yes.
Stand for what that person can do. That's cool. Thank you.
And you're so welcome. That's why we don't aim for the ceiling. Try to aim for the ceiling. Well, I'm just going to, you know, become Walmart first because I don't really believe in myself to be able to. And it's not always like that, but let me exaggerate it so we can really hear it because it comes in subtler forms, right? So I'll just be Walmart with this first person. Will you please jump in? No, I really think I'm a, you know, small Walmart-ish kind of person, but I'm not quite ready for Walmart yet. Right? We track that then. Man, I am building. What is it that you're building, you know? Maybe Marie wants to touch a million women, or maybe it's women and men. I want to be, well, largely with women, right? But I want to create a million new writers. I don't know what it is. What is it? What's your aim for the ceiling? Not the ceiling, the stars. And then owning it. And then when they say, one of my clients just said, you know, what did you do with those objections, Michelle? When I said that, because I can't even remember what you did, but somehow I ended up here. She was very happy she ended up here. But I really didn't think I had the money. So what did you do? I can't remember what you did with that objection. I wasn't seeing that part of her. I wasn't ignoring it. Like, no, I won't talk about that. I wasn't pushing it away either. I just, vision, standing for the vision. I saw what was possible. Staying with her when she's afraid, but not living in that afraid place. Just like, yes, I know sometimes it's hard, but standing for the vision and letting them step up and standing in my vision and knowing that if it's not that person, some will, some won't. So what, someone's waiting, it doesn't matter to me. Stand for that. And then the magic that happens is immense. It's the vision. Let me see. I want to spend about five more minutes. I know that we've gone a bit over. We usually do. You must expect that by now. About five more minutes to touch on. I think I should be able to get to each of the questions before we wrap up the call. And I'm not giving a lot of interaction time between these, but I think that what we've done should land it for you. And again, if it doesn't, please repost. So Mary Kay, how can I keep the support going that I experienced at the retreat that I just returned from? I want to note, you to notice, Mary Kay, can I do the, you know, tough love version of this one? Is that okay with you? When we look at it, thanks Yvonne. When we look at it from the perspective of vision, How can I keep the support going? It might be, wow, how can I keep the support going? It's fantastic. I know it's going to happen. I wonder what the form it will be. Or it might be coming from, like, from that profound vision of what's possible. And we know we're already doing it and in vision. Or it might be, how can I keep it going? Because I'm pretty sure it's going to collapse and I don't know what's going to happen. Because, well, maybe if we just do these things, a couple of things, we might be able to keep it going. We know it's going to peter out. That's aiming for the ceiling. And also expecting life to be a tragedy. So what's the energy behind it? And then the structures don't matter as much. I don't know, should you meet in 2 weeks? Should you meet in 1 week? Can you see how those questions start to fall away? Mary Kay, that was your question. Can you feel it? Yeah. I could give you a structure. Well, I think you should meet, but nobody can give that to you really but you. We could talk about it for an hour and probably discover the best structure. And we're gonna do some structural things next week. It's not the structure's bad. We want structures. Structures are great. But they come after. I see Dana over there. There's a chasm. I'm going to jump across. And I don't figure it out whether I'm going to do it beforehand, right? Mary Kay says, you've answered my questions already. Fantastic. Yeah, you got it. Let me see. Mary Kay says, I'm just still going to touch on this. What's the best way to maximize or leverage products to use to support the habits of transformation? I want to give you a surprising answer. Please post a follow-up question because this is not a full answer. This is just a drop a seed in. I want to give you the answer that my teacher gave, Lisa Sasevich gave me this answer. And I was already doing that. And I was so glad to hear it reinforced over there. Sometimes you don't want to create a low-end product. Often people do that too early and all the headaches are in the front end, all the rewards are in the back end. And you end up with all the headaches, all the low-end stuff, and all the most difficult clients. And you run out of energy. And it's like aiming for the ceiling. That comes later. And that, know that people can go, because lots of you did. Well, I just met you. You came here. How'd that happen? Why not do that? Once you've got that, then build all the other stuff, right? And that's go back to the reference, the high ticket virtual retreat, why we do that, right? So you might not even want to do that. Certainly not early on. Some of you might want to. You might be at the place where you want to do that. Not early on. A free gift, yes, so that you create a conversation with them and you start from generosity. You start from giving because it's an abundant universe and you can give away your best stuff. Think about what can you create for free and then create that high end and then fill in the rest much later. There's other ways to do it. I'm not saying it's the only way to do it, but that's the way that I know how to do it. That's the only way that I can integrity teach. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, the super easy way. Get to work with the best people. Reference the whole day of the high ticket virtual retreat, right? And Cheryl, what if you have several businesses? Oh man, and Cheryl, I see you here. So glad you did make it to part of the call. So we were waving at you. I was waving at you earlier in the call before you got here. So Cheryl, what if you do, when you have several businesses, you couldn't necessarily live off one of them, but accumulatively you possibly could. Can you hear the starting from, thanks Michelle, starting from the ceiling? We can't possibly live off any one of them because we know offhand for sure that that's not going to happen. So now what am I supposed to do? I want you with love to hear the hitting the ceiling about that. So now given this constraint of a world of scarcity, now will you please tell me what to do? And I say you can't get there from there. Now I'm not saying quit all of your, if you've got three things going on, quit two of them today. Yvonne, we've done some progressive, let that thing go. Let that thing go. I know you can't let that thing go, but let that thing go. Not all at once. I didn't quit my university job right away. But there needs to be a different foundation of thought and story in order to get where you want to go. And so that's the foundation, Cheryl. And please repost it for next time. Don't quit those other things right now. But there needs to be a foundation of abundance. There's where scarcity sneaks in. I already know that I can't. So therefore I got to do this. Now what? I want to shift the conditions of possibility at the root and rethink that and start from the vision. And next week we'll help in and around that as well. And then Sergio, I asked you to post a question and then man, here I am just getting into it right at the very end. So forgive me for that, I hope. And please repost if the question isn't answered. What's the best way to get and do strategy calls and interviews with prospective clients? One of the things that I wanted to give you is, whether it's for you or for others, because I know you've been talking about posting on joining a Facebook group and then surveying them. And it's a great idea. I love the idea. Go for it, right? And then getting them to strategy sessions. And then I want you to see the little strains of scarcity possibly in there. It might be for you, but it might not be, but it might be in some others. Kind of like, I got to get there quickly. Or not wrong to get there quickly, but we go slowly to go quickly. The very first thing I would do is give first. Same thing I was just saying, like be in relationship first. And also start close in, even if it's a Facebook group, I would start close in. So when you join that Facebook group, maybe there's one listen first too, just like a networking from practical applications. Maybe there's one person who's posting something that's something in your area. Give them some free, post. No, don't say, here's what you should do, because not coming from on high, but like, hey, that's a really interesting problem. I've encountered that in my life before. Here's one of the things that I did. I don't know if it's going to help you, or that might not be your style. So you might go, wow, here's the three things that I did. And this is, you might have a different style than me. Here's the three things I did. And it changed things like this and this and this. Would you want to talk? Cause I would love to take this further with you. Maybe we can both figure out solutions together. Then you got a connection call. Then you're close in instead of far away. It's like the difference between doing cold calling and warm calling. Y'all don't know what that is? Calling up somebody in your business that you don't know at all versus warm calling. Hey, a friend of mine told me that we should connect. Very different conversation. So I'd start close in, find one person at a time and start by giving. Like you should be posting five things in a new Facebook form, five things that's just a give before you have an ask. And a survey is an ask. So I just wanted to do a bit of training in around that for everyone. I hope that answers something of why I was asking you to ask that question. We didn't have the time to do that last time. And then go ahead and post a follow-up question, Sergio. And often, I don't always, but often I take them in order. So if you put them at the top and say, Michelle handled this right at the beginning of the call, and I want a deeper dive because ask for what you want and I'll do it, all right? So, and I always want to give you the training too, so we have a different framework, because we understand Cheryl's question differently by the end of the call than we would have at the beginning of the call, for instance, all right? So Sergio, does that give you one thing that you can do? Perhaps a little different. Okay, good, good. Hopefully that helped. I really wanted to give you that piece. All right, one aha, one inspired action. Thank you so much for being here. And sometimes I know you need to leave before I've wrapped it up, because I usually go later than we expect, right? By now you should expect that. So I'm always grateful when you've been able to stay till the end. If you had to leave early, don't take offense. Erin, you're up. Yvonne was up first. She told me she had to leave right on the hour. Erin, you're up first.
My aha moment is, I think I'll be playing around with go with the excitement of less effort, but the excitement. So it's kind of like that opposite of efforting, go with that excitement of less effort.
Oh, in the yoga tradition, we call it effortless effort is what we're aiming for. And you just nailed it. Beautiful. Yeah.
And I do have a buddy call coming up. What I'm going to be doing in that call is asking, who can I talk to about potential connection calls? Because I'm coming up with a blank. So I think that'd be great. In addition to our check-in, probably a great couple
minutes. And this is really, what she just said, it could be worth the whole call. Not, do you know someone who? But who do you know who? Completely different question with a completely different answer. If he asks, do you know someone? They'll say no. Who do you know who? Let me think about that. I'm not sure. Let me think. Oh, now I know. Freaking awesome, Erin. Great question. Great action. Mary Kay. And close in, like we were talking about, the offer. Close in to making that offer. It's a close in thing. Good. Mary Kay.
I have a bunch of logistical stuff that needs to be done before I can move forward with my vision. And I'm going to watch my editor as I do these logistics.
Yes, and I would do two things at once. Question how much of the logistics actually has to occur. And then also, we do need to do some logistics. So be good with that when that's happening, right? Just like don't put it off for 6 months or whatever. And I know you know that balance, but just for everyone here. Yeah, and we know it at deeper and deeper levels. Good?
Yeah, this is just for today.
Perfect. Yeah, got it. And then your inspired action, your action, was that the action as well?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Beautiful. Sherry.
So what I realized is that in having a vision and making it happen, that I have done that before, and I know it's possible for me to do that. So that's kind of my aha.
And love that. I've already done it. That's a great state of being. I've already done it. Now I'm just doing it in here and now in this way, and how fun is that? Beautiful. That's important.
Yeah. And so my inspired action is be patient, do the work, it will happen, keep going, take the next indicated step.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh yeah, and next indicated step, I want to remind everybody what we were talking about at the beginning, 2 more high ticket sales. We're almost there. Really exciting. Super excited for our community, super excited for what's happening. You all have been playing so beautifully. I just love it, love it, love it with all your heart and soul, I know. Thank you. Beautiful, thanks Sherry. Marie.
Maya Ha is in the deep reminder about how much writing does matter and being in that energy when I'm talking to people, because it's certainly more than writing.
Yes. Thank you. Life-changing. Related to part 2 of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. We cannot do that part enough. There's more and more layers of that. And your inspired action.
I'm going to finish the Bali landing page today and send it off to the retreat center.
And can you imagine how much easier that's going to be for her to write that now when she's steeped in how much that matters? She comes from that place. And then she's just going to be sorry for them if they don't come. Not sorry for them, like pity, but compassion for them. Like, wow, it could have been, you know, whole different place, not ego, just loving presence, right? And loving on them and knowing deeply why it matters. Thank you. Beautiful. Marla. Don't forget to unmute. And Marla, you're muted.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Wouldn't unmute for a moment. I think it was the attitude and the approach was so important. It was really the thing for me.
Yes, yes, got it. I understand what you've understood, and this is beautiful. There's a shift at the root that changes everything. Yes.
Right.
And what's the inspired action?
I'm going to take that to my new client this evening.
Oh, how nice is that? I love those words.
When I...
Did y'all hear that?
Offer.
Oh, you're a new client. Yay. Love it, Marla. So that's your inspired action?
Yes.
Perfect. Love it. Thank you. Sergio.
Stay focused. Don't divide my energy.
I love that. Yes. Perfect for all of us and perfect for you right here, right now. Love it, Sergio. And your inspired action.
Start giving first and start posting on different Facebook groups.
Love it. Love it. And hopefully that gives you a bit of a guide about how to do that. Feel free to, there's more that I can teach than I can teach in 2 minutes. You can post some more. I'll answer some more if you choose. All right. Thank you, Sergio.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Yeah. Cheryl. And Cheryl, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak. You are. Yay. Oh, but we can't hear you. For some reason, you are still muted. Your Bluetooth maybe isn't working. I'm hearing Marla, but not you. Marla, I just muted you, but Cheryl, I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yay, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, it was my Bluetooth. Okay, so what really resonated that I'm so grateful I got on this call, maybe you haven't let your vision touch your own heart yet.
Uh-huh.
You said that.
Right. This is related to the other question that you were about to ask me. Do you remember that you sent me an email?
Yes.
Related to that, and that's why I was answering the answer that I gave you. And
yes.
Post it for next week, and we'll let everybody in on that conversation. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. That's crucial for you. Yes.
And my inspired action is to realize that I have travel clients, and my focus is my business clients. You know, my high road to happiness clients.
Yes, and we heard about your fabulous win, like freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Own that. We said celebrate again for her as we end. Like, I yay, Jill, right? Freaking
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that way.
All right, that doesn't count. All these ways that we discount ourselves, right? So thank you for that. Love it. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank
and
you.
On Thursday next week. Make sure you watch for the times so you arrive at the right time. Have a great time. Remember, we're just 2 high ticket sales away. What is it that you want to do to reach for the moon, not the ceiling, this week? and uplift the whole community, and just watch how you're playing as we're coming toward the finish line here. All right. Have a fantastic week, everybody. And I will see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye for now.